Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coach Sirianni's call is brought to you by the Pennsylvania Lottery. With new Monday draw days and more chances to win the double play, Powerball just got better from Pennsylvania Lottery. Ladies and gentlemen, the head coach of the Eagles, Nick Sirianni. Hi, Nick.
Hey, Angelo. How you doing?
Nick, welcome to Philly after a loss. People are fired up today, and it's not good.
Yeah, I'm sure, with good reason.
All right. I was just speculating, Nick, that after everything was done, all your obligations, you went home and started to replay the four plays where you were fourth and goal from the one. Am I right? Does that run through your head all night?
Yeah, not only do I just replay it in my mind, obviously the video coordinator's here, Pat Dolan, he's able to get that film to me right away, and I went and watched it. That's the first thing you do is, it's accountability. And everybody on Sunday and Monday are going to be accountable for what they did, and that starts with me. And that's, I went back and looked at those plays, and, when they don't work, you obviously want them back. I like the goal line plays that we called early. I thought they had a good chance. I liked them, but they didn't work. And so I got to be better at calling the game. And on second thought, on the other one, I don't love my last call there with the trick play, and looked good in practice though. But they did a good job of giving us a disguised look and making us think it was one coverage and it wasn't. And, they got us. So it's credit to them, too. But I got to put our guys in better spot to make a play instead of calling what I called. So it starts with me. Accountability starts with me.
And that, by the way, we really, in this city, we really do appreciate that kind of thing. On the trick play, there is speculation among fans that you were trying to win over the home crowd by calling to mind one of the greatest plays in Philadelphia sports history, the Philly Special in the Super Bowl. Was that in your mind at all?
No, I actually called the play. I thought I had the best chance to score right there against a certain coverage. And again, they didn't play that coverage. It looked good in practice. I could see why people would think that, because of the success of that play. But that's never in my intention. My intention is always to call the best play to give our guys a chance to win. It's always about the team first. It's team. I got to prove that every week that it's about that. But that was my intentions on that play.
Nick, just so you know, we are also coaches, but we don't get paid for it. And the whole city, Nick, wants you to, when you got a one-yard situation, wants you to quarterback sneak forever.
Yeah.
Four times if necessary. Did that enter your mind to try that with Jalen?
I know we did that later in the game,
right?
And we had the ball on the, I want to say the half yard line, quarterback sneaks, and without giving away too much, but quarterback sneaks aren't usually in my thought process unless it's a little closer, and that's a half yard, less than a yard. But that doesn't mean it's not right. I got to look into that. I got to look into all the things that, if anyone's done that before with the four quarterback sneaks, and I'm up to doing anything I can to learn to get better for this team, to help this team win.
All right, now, Nick, we've got some comments from the Niners locker room saying that they felt really encouraged late in the first half and that it led through their dominance in the second half. As you look back on the opportunities, the block field goal, there were points left on that field. Do you think it turned the psychological aspect of the game around? If you go into the locker room 9-0, 13-0, isn't it a whole different mindset?
Yeah, I definitely believe that, and that was one of our goals, was to start fast and to get a good lead, and we didn't do that. And that was a goal that we set out. We always have goal, three goals offense, three goals defense, three goals special teams, and one of the ones on offense was to start fast, put them in a hole, and we had opportunities to, and we didn't. So we could have easily been up 13-0 at half. We could have been up 13-7, but any lead right there, especially a two-score lead, would have definitely helped us. And so I think they're right to say that.
The Niners' final possession of the first half, which led to their lead at 7-3, seemed like the defense had a less aggressive approach than they did earlier. Is that accurate?
I don't think they did anything differently there than what they were in the first quarter and a half. They give credit to them for making some plays. I thought Kyle did a good job of calling a couple screen plays to take, because we were still being aggressive, and they hit us on a couple screens that they went. So I don't think the mindset changed, and I don't think that anyone was thinking, hey, we're the best in the world because, we've been shutting them down to there. It was just, hey, we were just still being aggressive and still playing hard, and give credit to the 49ers. They made a couple plays, and I think Coach Shanahan had a couple good calls in that scenario to help them make good plays.
Yeah, and that is a good team, Nick. There's no question about that. I'm curious about losing two top linemen, one on each side of the ball, the two Brandons. How big an effect did that have in the second half when they seemed to really gain a foothold physically?
When you lose two players like that, it's always, for me to say, we just got to go out. We do have to be next man up mentality. We always have to be that. But I don't want to take away from those two players. They're phenomenal players. They're phenomenal leaders. And so that always does affect you. But we do have to think that way. We do have to think, hey, next guy up. And I think we've got some pretty good depth here to be able to do that. But like I said, anytime you lose good players that are the heart and soul of your team, and they lead and they make plays, that always is going to affect you. But we got to do our best to say, again, with dog mentality. That dog mentality works with a lot of different things. If a good play happens, if a bad play happens, if somebody gets hurt, whatever it may be, we got to be thinking about the next play and not what happened on the last play, or not what's going to happen in five plays from now.
Hey, Nick, one of your areas of expertise is coaching wide receivers. Rager made an amazing play. Hurts made an amazing throw. But Rager's out of bounds.
Yeah.
And we think that's wide receiver 101.
Sure.
How does that happen, and how do you fix it?
Well, the one thing on that play is I want him just to give a little bit more release on the line of scrimmage. But his job is first and foremost on that one with the play that we're running is to clear it out first. So by all means necessary, because there's a crossing route coming from the other side from Quez Watkins on the other side. So, but still he could give a little jab right there. But without going even too far into it, he didn't walk out of bounds on his own. In the NFL, you're not allowed to make contact past 10 yards. So I'm not saying it one way or the other, but, he didn't just go out of bounds on his own. But there's definitely ways that we're going to fix that as far as how he releases off the line of scrimmage to save a little bit more room for Jalen right there. But great play for both of them. It's a shame it didn't count.
Nick, if he gets knocked out, he can come back in legally, correct?
He can't be the first one. Angelo can't be the first one to touch it.
Okay.
That's the issue. Now, if the DB tipped it and then he caught it, then that counts. But he can't be the first one to touch it in the NFL. That's the rule.
Okay. Now, in the second half, you had at least a couple of really bad personal foul penalties. How do you address that the next day, Nick?
The same accountability as everything. We come in here. And we're going to have hard conversations as coaches. We're going to be in here and we're going to be holding each other accountable as if we're the ones that did it. If that position coach and that coordinator, we're the ones that did it. And so it'll start there with us as coaches, and then we'll say the same things that we need to say to the players to make sure that doesn't happen again. So any personal foul is unacceptable, and we got to get that fixed.
And Derek Barnett, you may not be aware of this because you're the first-year coach here. He's been a repeat offender with these kind of things. Does that make the message even stronger to him? Do you need to know that he's not going to keep doing that?
Yeah, I mean, that's more like everyone's on a clean slate with me. I can't think about the things that happened here in the past. All I got to do is be able to correct what happened in that game on Sunday.
All right, Nick, what did you think of the fan support? What was it like to be in that building?
Ooh, it was electric. It was electric. I'm just sorry that we couldn't get it done for them. That place is unbelievable. My brother was at the game and he kind of came. He was texting my wife before, just letting them know where they were going to be and everything like that. He's like, "This place is hopping. This place is going nuts right now." And it was 9 a.m, so I could feel that energy right from the beginning. And then you know you could feel that energy in the game as well. Great fans. Again, sorry to them that we couldn't get it done because I know how much they have invested in that in our team. And so the energy there was incredible, and I look forward to continuing to play home games there and have that support that we have.
Nick, any input from your brother on play calling and stuff like that? Does he give you any of his thoughts after a game?
I ask him, and sometimes he does, and sometimes he doesn't. He didn't have anything for me in that game. He you know what he said to me when I was beating myself up about the call, the couple of the calls I made? He said, "Yeah, well, dog mentality, move on to next week after you fix this week."
Wow. Last thing, Nick, how long does it take for you to get over a loss?
Yeah, today is fixing those mistakes. So it's going to linger today until we start game planning for the Cowboys. So, you know, this morning's never going to be fun. It's not going to be fun for me. It's not going to be fun for this staff, but it's a necessary point of the accountability. A little different player schedule today because of the Monday night game, but normally it would be, you know, around 2:00 where we would be done with the players and we'd be really moving on to the next game. And when you move on to the next game, it's got to be the move on to the next game. I have to practice what I preach in dog mentality, and it's no different here on a Monday than it is on a Sunday. So this will stay with me until we move on to Dallas, and then it's got to be just like a corner who gets beat on a deep ball. We got to have a short memory too, but also knowing what we did wrong and fix it. So the thing with the dog mentality is it's not just like you just don't move on. Like yes, you do in a sense, but it's also fix the mistakes that happened, right? There's a little bit more to it. Like learn and fix the mistakes that happened, and learn and keep going with the good things that happened.
Nick, all you got to do is beat Dallas, and everything will be forgiven, and we'll love you even deeper than ever before. Beat Dallas.
You got it. That's the goal.
Thanks, Nick. Appreciate
it. Thanks, Angela.
Nick Seriotti.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.